Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the fourth day of October 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have no guests today. I have wiped the slate clean so that we have time to cover the news and take your phone calls. Headline, secret U.S. endorsement of severe interrogations. That means burning people, waterboarding them, pliers, grills. That's in the handbooks. Remember, Abu Ghraib is just one of hundreds of these sites, more than 30 in Iraq, black sites all over the world, where a special breed of sicko is being forged to be turned loose on the American people, who are the main target of all of this barbarism and ultra-evil. I don't think this is big news today. They're freaking out all over television, freaking out all over radio. The president signed an order saying torture people. What do you think his chief counsel's memos were to the Pentagon? What do you think John Yoo's memos were? I've seen Rumsfeld when he was defense secretary on television saying they were torturing people. Do you just think they secretly arrested people all over the world and took them to torture camps to give them pedicures? But that's the American people. You just tell them, yeah, the Army report says they rape people in front of their mothers and fathers and husbands. And yeah, they do satanic rituals with blood. That's come out. They say to freak them out at Camp X-Ray. I can't say on air. It's sexual blood rituals. I'll just leave it at that. And don't email me saying, I want to see your proof. Hey, lazy, if you don't know how to Google and search and find out about the torture at Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo, I've covered it many times. So don't just say it's not true. I go through message board, I go through posting areas, I find particularly good links and documents and news stories, but I also see a lot of the detritus, and there are people up there saying that there's no Army report, the Toowoomba report, that says that they rape people. They just say it's not true. Or neocons get up on air and say, I made up that Oregon law with Senator Menas. No pun intended, that's his name, that almost passed that said if you download music, life in prison, or 25 years in a forest work camp. It says in a work camp. And then they take some hour-long rant and have me call it a labor camp. That is what a work camp is. Work, labor, same thing. And they go, he's lying, it's a work camp, not a labor camp. See, that's the type of games they play. Anything to weasel around. They're on the web saying the dollar's strong and that it's a Al-Qaeda-sympathizing lie to say that it's being destroyed. And it is a wanton, willful ignorance, a wanton, willful love of corruption. By the way, they tried to censor our story yesterday on Dig. The Dig Berry Brigade tried to stop it. It didn't work. It has thousands upon thousands now of digs. We beat the Berry Brigade, and I commend everybody out there for doing that. We beat them last week. We beat them this week. And hundreds of thousands of people have seen the truth. So we'll give you part two in the developments of the veteran removing illegal Mexican flag may be charged. Stay with us.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on Earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Pentagon has arrested scores of people. I know it's more than 30. They have sent quite a few to prison for many years for torturing people. Now, there's multiple layers to the spin in this. CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan, going back more than 50 years, is still the core propaganda bureau. ABC, CBS, and Fox are all produced out of there. It's the news gathering center. And then all over the country, they then send out little packaged news feeds via satellite, and now T1. And then your local reporters read the teleprompter over the video to give it local flair, local taste. So that's a big part of the military-industrial combine's system of information control. That's a very large part of it. And when CBS released people in pyramids naked and people being beaten and even a dog growling and snapping at them, I instinctively, and it turned out to be exactly the case, said, you know what, it's going to be a lot worse than that, because they admit there's thousands of photos and videos, and this is what was, quote, leaked to the CBS and compared to, and then the Army report came out, and it was hundreds of times worse what indeed was than what was in those photos. But now neocons go, oh, some naked people in a pile. Oh, the troops were just blowing off steam. They were just having a good time. Don't you ever need to just blow off some steam? In fact, I haven't played that in about 2 years. Can you dig that out of computer, Limbaugh saying they're just having fun blowing off steam? Thanks. And if it sounds like I'm drunk today, my allergies have hit me. Please don't call with allergy remedies. Please don't call. I don't want to sound like a hypochondriac. I just know people are going to notice and that I'm kind of stumbling about a bit. I'm going to get going here in a minute. And I just didn't want you to speculate and think, oh, he's depressed. Last time I had allergies a few months ago, it was, are you depressed? You sound down. No, I just feel like somebody's got a balloon in my sinus, pumping it up with a bicycle pump. That's all. That's all. Here is Rush Limbaugh.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked
exactly. Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military with it, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
Now, at the time he said that, it had been out for many months. It had been all over the news that they were raping them with large objects dripping with battery acid. It's in the Army report that they were raping women in front of their husbands, that they were brutalizing children. Now, everybody gets up in a tizzy when some degenerate killer grabs some four-year-old out of a backyard, takes them to some shack, rapes them for 5 days, and then slits their throat and buries them in a shallow grave. That's normal. To get upset about that. You should get upset about that. You should feel threatened by people like that. You should feel hatred for them and a wanton desire to crush their skulls. Because when you let evil like that run wild, it only grows and feeds on our innocence. It is a normal mammalian instinct to want to attack those that try to attack your tribe. And the instinct to defend is even greater when that attack is against innocence or the defenseless of our species. And to have all these TV shows, all these movies, all these talk show hosts, all these different politicians for the last 6 years telling us torture is good, and to have official White House memos saying we can beat someone till they die, and if we didn't mean to kill them, it's not even torture to kill them. I mean, beating someone to death is torture of the most extreme type. But according to White House memos, and remember, Karl Rove told the White House press corps when they were at a cocktail party, he told a whole gaggle of them, Washington Post, New York Times reporters, that we control reality. We can say one thing today, something completely opposite tomorrow, and you will go along with it because you are history's spectators. We are history's actors. And so they stand up, and quite frankly, with most of the general public, it's actually true. You can tell them that a Shiite is a Sunni, that Iran is al-Qaeda, when that is a complete lie. 10 seconds of research will verify that. That's like saying Hulk Hogan is Andre the Giant, or that Count Dracula is Snoopy. It's two separate things, two separate creatures. It's like saying red is blue, that black is white, that up is down, that left is right. It is a ball face on its face lying. It doesn't matter. I watched a video of a D.C. pro-war rally with Iran as they said Iran is al-Qaeda, is funding al-Qaeda. We must go to Iran to get the WMDs and al-Qaeda. And the public just cheered mindlessly. They all had their short haircuts. They're all conservatives. They're all, oh, yeah, they're good. They understand what America needs. They don't do anything about the BATF expanding, the gun control, the open borders, the destruction of the dollar. They don't care if there's gay porn stars in the White House every night. They don't care if it's going on at Bohemian Grove. They don't care if government's exploded in size. They just want to feel good and have short haircuts and talk about killing somebody in a country they can't find on a map. And that's why they can write a memo saying we can torture somebody till they die and it's not torture. We can torture small children with pliers sexually. And I talk a lot about this when torture's in the news because, I mean, this is how far we've fallen. There's not much further to fall. And then it turns out they're torturing people to death at an airbase there in Afghanistan, but one in Kabul. In the one particular case, Kabul, and it's just unbelievable. It's unspeakable. They're torturing people to death, and then it gets out. They decide to burn the head contractor who's over the torture team. I mean, what do you think when you're a torturer? You think your masters are going to be sweet to you? They always kill the torturers or enslave the torturers or imprison the torturers later. That's how the game's played, dummy. So he said, hey, I was ordered to do it. I've got my orders. This is when he was out on bail. They grabbed him, charged him under Patriot Act, and that was almost 3 years ago. He's never been seen since. And he's a white guy. And you'll never see him again. That guy is in a black site, and if they ever let him go, he'll just be a drooling, catatonic mess. Because they don't care if it's one of their own. They like to torture. Can you imagine him after those people he tortured to death? Under orders, and now he's in the hands of others? No news articles, no updates. I've searched his name. He's gone. U.S. citizen carrying out death torture, murder torture, hardcore homicidal killing. Torture chamber stuff. I remember one of the number one video games. There was a review for it in what, PC World or something in 99. I made a big deal out of it. It was called Dungeon Keeper. And I just so happened to be, I was getting a haircut, doesn't matter. I picked up the magazine, and I opened it up, and it was a great review for Dungeon Keeper. And I tore the page out and took it home and covered it on air, and it's a big red demon on the cover. And you're in underground pits, and you emerge and kidnap children for the highest bonus points, and you torture the children. And that's and the more pain you cause for the demons that suck the energy out, the bigger the underground army you built. And then finally, you march out with your armies, and it says you crush and you knock the smiles off the shining faces of the good people on the surface. And you stomp off into the little towns and cities and murder and torture. And then you take them down in your torture pit and torture them. And then you get to invade even larger cities, the better you torture. And they've got those different car games where you rape the woman and then kill her. And you get the bonus money, the more heinous the act. Kids have been playing those for 10 years. They're in Black Ops right now. Right now they've got pliers on somebody's teeth. They're just ripping them out. And, of course, it has nothing to do with fighting Al-Qaeda. They are Al-Qaeda. Don't you understand that? And don't neocon your fat head and shake your head driving down the road right now. Don't you make excuses. Listen, you either call me out as a liar and you bring the proof, or you go Google and you go research and you find mainstream documents, mainstream publications saying everything I'm saying. White House memos. But don't you dare just say I'm lying. I demand you face this evil. We'll come back, get into this and a lot more. There's a ton of news today. And we'll be taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Secret U.S. endorsement of severe interrogations. We don't torture you. And I've heard national talk show hosts and politicians say this. Waterboarding isn't torture. By the way, they keep showing on television that it's putting a bag over somebody's head or cloth and then pouring water on their face. That's not the classical waterboarding. It's called boarding because they put you on a board that they can slide down into water. If you've seen Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson, that's waterboarding. where they have him in the chair, strapped down to a chair, and then they hoist the chair up and put him into the water. That's waterboarding. Now, classically, the French, it was one of their favorite tactics, would do it by just having you on a board, and then you could just have a bucket and slide the head into the bucket. And it causes hysteria, it causes panic, it is psychological and physical, and they just do that over and over again until you break. And our own Army handbooks, back before all this was legitimized, said that it didn't really work because it would generally give you false info and that people would just tell you whatever they wanted you to hear. But it works if you want people to incriminate themselves, if you want to break them down psychologically. Some people just in a few sessions of torture, others in a few months. This happened to our airmen in Vietnam and Korea. They'll say whatever you want. And you can notice that the few people they've taken to trial that later came out they were tortured are just complete basket cases. They can hardly talk. And they're just shaking and completely drugged out because they have been tortured to lengths unimaginable. See, you can't trust a government that tortures. You can't trust a government that has secret police and secretly arrests people. Just like Ron Paul's always been for the death penalty. I've always been for it. And I thought he was still for it. In the last few years, I've been saying I'm against it now. And then I was pleasantly surprised last week during the debate when he said I'm now against it. Because this government is so corrupt. See, that was one of the few issues I disagree with Ron Paul on. Is I have told you the last few years I'm against the death penalty. Because the government's so corrupt and frames so many people and has been caught doing it the majority of the time. It's not like there's rare cases. It's just everywhere. So you can't trust them to administer the death penalty. Oh, I say kill Jeffrey Dahmer. I say kill John Wayne Gacy. I say kill him. I mean, if you find 20 bodies under the house and they've got photos of what they did, I think in very special cases at the state level, they should still be executed. But wait a minute, they framed so many people. I think if they just claim they've got some blood, they've been caught planting that hundreds of times just in Texas, just in Houston alone, thousands, 4,000 times. That was a few years ago, Houston Chronicle, that you can't believe them. So, I mean, I'm conflicted. There's few things that I find are an enigma. Because, you know, somebody gets caught with a dead kid in the back of their trunk, they should be executed. But wait a minute, if we execute that piece of trash, what about the 30-plus percent of people on death row nationwide, it's even higher in Texas, who have now been proven to be innocent? They either catch the person later that really did it, and they admit to it, and they have all the evidence and DNA on top of it, then they're forced to release them. And, you know, there's been a bunch of those cases. Do we want innocent men and women to die? I say for people caught red-handed, I mean, with a really high standard of evidence, put them on a deserted island. I mean, that has no substance, where they're going to die in a few months, where they might be able to eke out an existence for a few months with their fellow kind. I really more and more believe in that. I just think having a corrupt state strap somebody down to a gurney and run poison into them is a fraud. And people say, oh, well, you know, all these death row people say they're innocent. It's being proven all the time. And when you're talking about over 30% nationally, 30-plus percent, how can you kill close to a third of the people who you know are innocent? Because, well, at least we got some of the other bad guys. And then the corrupt fascist state's argument is always, well, usually whoever we're killing already had a couple other convictions. Yeah, well, how many of you did things when you were a teenager you didn't get caught for that would have had you with a record? I want to ask cops that. How many of you take young teenagers to jail every day for things you did? See? All right, we'll be back again in this big news because Bush is caught red-handed. He needs to be indicted right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt.
Dan in New Zealand, Jason in Ohio, Grim in New York, Laura in Boston, Fred in Arkansas. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes.
I wear this crown of thorns.
I think about the establishment lapdogs, all the desperate, insecure, pretty faces, how they miss the majesty, the beauty, the enchantment of everything that's around us, and how they feel inadequate, how Madison Avenue rules their psyches, how they buy into the globalist corporate culture of serfdom and enslavement, a culture that is there to literally sap your ingenuity, destroy your mind, and wreck your future. The globalists are almost blind. All they see is power structures. All they see is power structures they don't control as resistance to them. And so they seek to destroy any sovereign nations. They seek to destroy the family. They seek any institution or body that is not under their complete control and hegemony. Before I get back into the torture and finish up with it, and it is big news to have it now admitted what we already knew, but now in triplicate, that Bush ordered it all, and that they're sending people to prison that followed his orders. That is a special level of corruption, is it not? But one that we see in corrupt empires. It's the norm, not the exception. But I played this at the very end of the show yesterday. If you go to Infowars.com, it is up on the main page. You can find all four of the trailers now from Endgame, the two little sneak peeks, the intro from the film, and then this is the official trailer. This is the best one yet. And if you go to Infowars.com, it's the best place to find it. It's right at the top. It says new official Endgame trailer. Again, new official Endgame trailer. And we ask you to spread the word on the trailer and get it out to everybody, because this really does cover the globalist big picture, the globalist master plan. I think it's going to be the film. And people that have seen it at the four or five showings here in Austin and in New York have said that it wasn't hype when I said it was my best work and really extremely powerful. It goes to the past, the globalist empires, how they operate, the present at Bilderberg Group meetings, and what their current agenda is, and then why they want world government so they can veto and block any country, any state, any individual, any group from resisting them as they carry out their extermination op. So here's the two-minute new trailer, the audio from it. You got to go see the video at Infowars.com, and I'll finish up with the torture news, and I promise we'll start taking your calls. But here is the new official. And this is the final, by the way. We're going to have one more sneak peek. We release the day before the film comes out in a few weeks. But this is the official trailer. This is the last trailer. This is the new official Endgame trailer.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. Only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Shut up, eh?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the Old World Order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull up a plane and you and Nick could be interrogated in 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
That's right, my friends. You have been warned. We have laid it out like no one else has ever done. It is hardcore. And I want this film out to the four winds. Launch date on the web, October 26, for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And we've got it hooked up to a content distribution network and three other servers as backups. And I'm launching a whole nother PrisonPlanet.tv membership system. It'll be a clone. Just new members can join there if you want. It'll be the exact same thing on PrisonPlanet.tv, just as another redundancy with its own backup systems. Because we know hard times are coming up, and there's going to be big shakeups in the Internet, big shakeups in companies and backbones. That's why we're trying to get as many servers across as many systems as possible as Internet 2 starts blasting out the old web. I don't want to get too technical into it, but we're in trouble, folks. The enemy's moving big time right now against free humanity. But we're fighting back. And there was a film crew here in town interviewing me for a cable TV production. I'll just leave it at that yesterday. They interviewed me in this big hall at the Hyatt, and then they took me to dinner afterwards. And I have never had this many people come up to me, even in Austin. I mean, it was like everybody that walked by. To the point of I couldn't, and they were all really nice people, too, to the point of where I couldn't even hardly eat. And I used that as a gauge of how many people we've woken up. I had people come up to me all over Ottawa when I was in Canada last year. When I was in England, I only had three people come up to me. But still, that's in London. And that was 2 years ago. It's exponential. When I'm in L.A., people all over the place come up to me. All over New York on subways. Hey, you're Alex Jones. And again, I'm just one person in this movement, but I use that as a like a sonar ping. When they talk to me and respond, it means they know what's going on. It's a gauge. And people really are waking up, so that's the exciting news. By the way, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, I'm sure you've noticed that usually the downloads were pretty fast, unless it was like 7, 8, 9 at night when people were really getting in there in mass or when we had a new video out. Not a problem anymore, folks. It's fast. I mean, it's four times T1's download speeds if you got a fast connection. With this content distribution network we've got where it's on hundreds of servers across the world, but we don't own or lease those specific servers. It's on a network of servers. And then we have all these other big beefy servers we've gotten. And so we're really trying to make it as powerful for you, the users, as we can. We're trying to put the videos out in just super crisp quality for you on the web. The weekly TV reports, my other films, all of it. So that you can burn them to disk and they really look good when you give them to friends and family. Okay, I want to go to Dan, Jason, all these other people that are holding. Dan's in New Zealand, so I want to go to him first. But before we do that, I kind of did the history of torture again and the hypocrisy and the unbelievable spinning that we're seeing. New York Times today, more spin. Secret U.S. endorsement of severe interrogation. So, next time you get drunk at a bar and get in a fist fight and you break somebody's jaw, and the cops are arresting you, say, I didn't assault him. I sternly talked to him. Or I gave him a hug. I mean, again, they just change the way words are used. Secret U.S. endorsement of severe interrogations. When the Justice Department publicly declared torture abhorrent in a legal opinion in December 2004, that's after they got caught, writing memos saying they could kill people, the Bush administration appeared to have abandoned its assertion of nearly unlimited. They didn't say nearly, they said unlimited. Presidential authority to order brutal interrogations. We don't call it torture, we call it brutal. Drilling kneecaps, pulling teeth out, electroshocking people, stopping their hearts. Because, by the way, at these black sites, these are laboratories, and they've admitted that they, instead of waterboarding, they got a system where they just turn your heart on and off with electroshocks, with defibrillators, and you're sitting there gasping dead, and then they go, did you like dying? And of course, you die a lot of the time. They can't get you going again, especially if you're over 40. But they don't care. It's all real funny, and these sickos on Fox News licking their lips when they talk about it. But soon after Alberto R. Gonzalez's arrival as Attorney General in February of 2005, the Justice Department issued another opinion. This one in secret. Ah, kind of like your amnesty bill was in secret, but you said, just trust us, it's not amnesty. Then it turned out it was worse than amnesty. It was a very different document, according to officials briefed on it, an expansive endorsement of the harshest interrogation techniques ever used by the Central Intelligence Agency. And do I need to go through it again? They had basic torture at Camp X-Ray, just kind of the public camp. That was the public camp to introduce you to it. Then they had a CIA-controlled camp within X-Ray. And they would beat people and electrocute them and torture them and, you know, do all these things to them. But also they would send in prostitutes who were having their female time of the month. And if you have children listening, you don't want to, I can't get into all of them with adults. But, I mean, we need to know what they're doing, don't we? This needs to be on record. The point is, these devout Muslims really got freaked out by this. By the women and the blood and the little devil chants. These guys, you know, did not enjoy it. Because they think they're going to go to hell if they're unclean like that. And again, it's all real sick. Because the people devising all this are sickos. I mean, Bolton, all the stuff he admittedly in the news has been caught doing with S&M and prostitutes and all this. And hey, that's his business, okay? I know he's a Christian conservative leader and a right-winger and the fake churches all love him, but why then is brutal S&M okay? You know, his wife filed that in the divorce proceedings. He didn't even deny it. He said, so what? I mean, the point is that they're all into this, folks. And if you want to go in some dungeon and have somebody beat you upside the head with a bullwhip, that's your business. But let me tell you, you don't go grab people off the streets and go do that because you like it. You understand? And that's what these guys are into. They are freaks, folks. They want all this torture because they like it. You understand that? By the way, the White House, it's been in the news, wanted the snuff films delivered to them, and they screened them along with Congress. I mean, these are sickos, folks. They like watching snuff films. That's another thing they do in the torture, is they show them video of killing other people. I mean, this is the blackest, most wicked stuff directly out of the deepest, darkest, stinkiest pit of hell. And we got all these snickering pundits everywhere thinking we're so dumb that we're going to embrace this. And let me tell you, a lot of these soft people who've never gone without food, who've never been in a bad car wreck, who've never been in combat, who've never been in a fist fight, who had soft lives their whole life, who've never really seen the dark side, that's another thing. They just sit there softly, you know, in their soft little cushy lives going, oh, yes, I'm for it. Don't you understand what that means, you fools? Once you release this hell, it's uncontrollable. Don't you understand the seething black power that's rising? Literal hell being released? Hitler didn't go in public and say they tortured people. Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, didn't go and publicly talk about all this stuff. We have reached a new low in this country where our leaders publicly talk about torturing small children. Even in the depths of Rome's depravity, they didn't do that. Only the Aztecs have sunk that low. And they were ignorant, primitive savages drugged out on hallucinogens. This is a modern, civilized nation, completely hijacked by the New World Order, and they're putting all this torture news out on purpose to demonize our good name, while domestically shelling you fools on being tortured yourself. So that woman at the airport, now top forensic experts are all on record saying they killed her. You can't choke yourself with your own handcuffs. Witnesses said they were jumping all over and stomping her. The little lady died. You killed her. That little black girl whose arm you broke. And then the police put out the report. It's public. It's in the Daily News. It said she didn't resist, but the officer, the security guard, was in his rights because he felt like he needed to control her. You didn't resist, but I'm going to break your arm, little girl. And then I'm going to arrest everybody that videotapes it. You see, you thought it was for the Arabs that were going to get tortured. It's for you, fool. We'll go directly to New Zealand on the other side of this break.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
Well, that's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor.
Welcome back. Let's go to New Zealand and talk to Dan, who's been holding patiently. Dan, welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to first say, thanks for the opportunity to call, and I know you've got a busy show and you've got other callers that are wanting to come through. So I just wanted to first ask whether or not it's possible to, after your program to have my details passed on so I can be contacted. I've just got a whole lot of information and possible evidence and documents that I sort of would like to share with you and your staff.
Well, I mean, it's a catch-22, like everything is, because we are wallowing in documents and information, but at the same time, I don't want to tell people don't send them. It's just that I have like 25 phone calls I have to make when I get off the air today, and I would love to be able to talk to you in New Zealand. Can you just send me an email with a synopsis of what it is?
Yeah, for sure. I'd actually send a couple through... but I hadn't received a reply. I think I sent them to Aaron and Steve, not directly to you.
Sure. I mean, what does the information pertain to?
The events on September 11th and the direct collapse of the two towers, video evidence.
Well, there's quite a few people looking at that. What did you discover?
I'd rather not say on air, but if it's what I think it is, then it's pretty important.
I bet it is. Just, I'm looking at Aaron out the window right now. Send it again, and I'll have a look at it during a break, my friend. Where are you in New Zealand?
Capital city, Wellington.
Is it a nice weather there right now?
Well, it's pretty dark. It's cool, there's two main islands in New Zealand. Yeah, as you know, you may well know.
I've never been there. It looks pretty to me.
Oh, you got to come over.
I wish I had time. I wish I had the money.
Yeah,
I'm just stuck
here
like I'm a slave down a mine or something.
There's more important things to be doing than holidaying. And if times do get better, which I personally, and I know that you and all your team do, and many people around the world do pray and hope for better times, then, definitely make your way down here. But first became sort of awoken to everything that was going on by someone passing me a disc with your specific productions on them.
Good.
Yeah, and I sat through each one and just this because I actually missed the whole event of the 2 hours of the attacks because over in New Zealand, I was sleeping, and I woke up right at the beginning of the attacks, but didn't turn the television on. I just was doing something else. So I woke up in the middle of the night.
I hear you, my friend. We got to jump. Good to hear from you, Dan. Send me that info. We're going to break for 70 seconds. We'll come back and go to Jason Grimm, Laura, Fred, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Have your questions, your comments ready. Coming up, there's a lot of other news I haven't gotten to yet. And we'll also get into some more news on the build-up for war with Iran, the economy, a lot more. Second and third hour straight ahead. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.